Shir Samachin Shabbos continued Chav Zayin Adar Hei Tav Shana Zayin March 17, 1977 Thursday continued.
Abatum. Someone have shech. What is Rashi Shite? Is Rashi Shite like the Rambam? Is Rashi Shite like the Ravid? The Daloche of Cherev Arit Chol applies only to Matres. So Mimele. So why does Rashi have to say Vidovashin Mamido Kleima Shin Rogi Lahamid Bo? Can you meet in love Matres? Middle of matres, so it, the din of Chareva Arit Chol doesn't apply. Not because it's in the Rogla Hamidbo. Why does Rashi say, because in the Rogla Hamidbo, because it's not the derech to use. This is not Rogil in Ishtamshes. Only a matres, a chain, is used for that purpose, in tying, let's say, the Eyal to the Sfin. In tying the Eyal to the Sfin. But suppose it's not matres. Suppose it's not matres, and still, but it is used. But we don't apply the law of Chareva Arit Chol. If Rashi Shite is like right, and if so, then we can say that Rashi Shite is not like the right, not the way we said before. So the Rashi Shite is not like the Ravid. The Rashi Shite is like the Rambam. That the Aloche of Chareva Arit Chol is not limited only to Klimatres. It applies to all Klishetet. So even, let's say, a ribbon, so it's also, we should also apply the Aloche of Chareva Arit Chol. So then the question arises, this is what I asked before. So why do we say Vihu Shekshur B'Shalshol is a Barzel? So not only Kshur B'Shalshol is a Barzel, even if it's Kshur with a ribbon. So what does Rashi say? Kelim Hashem Rog Lahamidro Kimidet Lav Matres Eimevelotume Diilu Svinu Lamitam Machlilis Gitor. So he says, so maybe, but then there is a big chiddush in Rashi. That Rashi Shite, on the contrary, is like the Shitas Rambam. That Cherev Arit Chol applies to all Klishet. So there is no distinction between matres and something else. But the reason is why we don't apply the aloche of Cherev Arit Chol. Of Cherev Arit Chol is because since it's not rogil for that tashmish, so the aloche of Cherev Arit Chol doesn't apply. But that's a big chiddush. I mean, where is it mentioned? Kelim Asheni Rogil Hamidbo, Kelimidet Lav Matres, Eimei Vilotum. So the reason is why. So why? By Midah Lav Matres, we don't apply the din of Chareva Arit Chol because it's in the Rogel Hamidbo. And suppose it would be Rogel Hamidbo, so then we would apply. So that can only be explained according to the Shitas Rambam, that the Aloha of Chareva Arit Chol applies to all Klishatet. So even if it is Echut HaSarvel, so the Aloha of Chareva Arit Chol should apply. But the reason is why it doesn't apply is because it's not used for this tashmish. In other words, we say Cherev Arit Chol only in the keila, let's say even if it's a klimatres, but only if it is used for that keila, let's say a cherev, a sword. So the sword, it's used, it comes in contact, I mean that's one of the uses, unfortunately, of the cherev, that I mean it's used in Shvichos Domin. So any keila that comes in contact with the mess, in the course of the use of that kele, so then we apply the aloha of Cherev Arit Chol. That's a big chiddush, but that's how it's mashma from mash. On the contrary, you see, before I said that we have to say in Rashi that Rashi agrees that the shit is arrived. So if Rashi didn't say this, kelim Rashi Rog La'amid Bo, so then we have to say that. But since Rashi says bidova shin mamido, so he emphasizes the fact that middle of matres is not rogla amidbo. Otherwise, if it would be rogla amidbo, so he would apply. That could only be true. That could only be true according to the shittes, Rambam. Now that's a big chiddush. I don't know if that's such a din being mentioned in any of the Mishnayos and all this, but from this Rashi. From this Rashi, it's mashma. It's mashma like that. Now, so it could be, I mean, what should be this for it? So the reason could be, now we find certain halachas in the Rambam, that are explained on the basis of the fact that it has to be dumye the posuk b'chalal cherev. So cherev hareyu kachol. Does anyone have a chumash here? וכל אשר ייגע על פני הסודה בחלל חרב אוי ומץ אוי ועצם אודום אוי וקובע ייתמו שבסיון. So we see from Rishenim, from the Rambam in Chumash and this posik, so that the halochi of cherev arei cholo applies only to certain situations. The way it's mentioned in this posik, because it's a chiddush, so memele it is limited by the situation of this posuk. Now the shita Rambam is in Tumas Mes. It's a very strange shita. Now a mes is made in three ways: bimage, bimase, obe. Bimage means if somebody touches a mes. Mase means if somebody carries kazayis from a mes. That's massive. And Re'el, in other words, Re'el can consist, either manifest itself, either when someone is mile on the mess, or if the Re'el is mile on the mess and something else, the same Re'el. So that's also it. So Memele, one would be disposed to take it for granted that since there is a halacha of cherev arikol, that the cherev, the sword, or a mattress that touch the mess, has the same tumeh as the mes, it's an avi avisa tumeh, so that a person or a keli who touches that sword becomes an abba tumeh, that it should apply to every tumeh of a mes. Just as a mes himself is mitame in three ways, through mage, through mase, through eyal, so the cherev arei cholo should be capable of being mitame through mage, through mase, through eyal. So still the Rambam says, the shittas the Rambam is, that the whole aloche of chel areyu kcherev areyu kcholo, we only apply it in regard to tumas mag, but we do not apply it in regard to tumas mas or to tumas ir. In other words, he saw, touched, came in contact with the meres, and then a person would come in contact with the sword, so then the person becomes an avatume, as if he came in contact with the mess himself. But suppose the sword was in contact with the mess. And then a person, so did not touch that sword, but had a number of things. He had boards on his shoulders, and then on top of the boards, on certain beams, he put that cherev that was in contact with the mess. So he didn't touch the cherev. He was nasing the cherev. So the Rambam says, in such a case, he doesn't become. In other words, the whole halacha of cherev arei cholo applies only in respect to tumas mag, but in respect to tumas masi, and in respect to tumas eyal, not. Oh, let's say, suppose the sword came in contact with the mess. And then a person and the same sword happen to be in the same area. So it doesn't become tumah. Only avi tumas magi, we apply the halacha of cherev arei cholo. But vis-a-vis tumas mase, so even though mes himself can be mitame mase, can be mitame be'el, but the cherev arei cholo can only be mitame b'magi, like a mes. But it cannot be mitami bimase or al deia like mes. Why? There is no sware. The answer is because the tzitzis hakosov is not sware. So in the chaboy al chidushi, the Torah says v'chei asher yigal pnei asode halal cherev uy v'meisoy v'etzem odom uy v'kovra yidush yosyamim yiga. So this tzitzis hakosov of cherev arei cholo that is implicit in this pasuk deals with yig. It doesn't deal with yiso or deia. The Ramban in Chumash is chelik on the Ramban. But the Ramban holds, but he still agrees with the general approach of the Ramban. Because the Ramban says that in this there's a course of Chila Shayiga Opniyazode is included not only Tumas Mage, Tumas Masels. So Memele, even the Tumas Mase, we apply according to Ramban in Pasha Chukas. We apply the aloche of Chara Varei Kholo. But vis-a-vis to Masayel, the Ramban is also made it to the Ramban. So again, he follows the same approach. Because in Chobayel Chidushe, it's a special Zerzakosu. So Memele, it is limited by the situation of that posik. By this, so since the posik deals with Yiga, the Rambam says it only applies to Tumas Mag. The Ramban holds that this applies to Masa too. But Eyalah, Teisves in Chum Dafayim Veis, and also in Nozir, in the Nuns. So Teisves Shite is, I mean, that's if the Rambam and the Ramban didn't went, so one would be disposed to assume like Teisves. That the Aloche of Cherev Arei Kocholo applies to all the Tumas of Emes, to Mage, to Masete. Anyway, I mentioned that to point out that we see from Rambam and the Ramban that this aloche of Cherev Arek Cholol does not imply that the Cherev that touched the mess is to be treated like the mess. No, it is limited by the situation of that posik. Now, the posik refers to Mage, so the Rambam says it only applies to Mage. It doesn't apply to Maser to Eid. So Memele, it's still a very big Kiddush. But it seems that from this Rashi, it seems Rashi on the contrary. I mean, not as I said before. Before I said that, because without this Rashi, we have to say that. But it seems that Rashi Shite is like the Rabbi. That Aloche, Paralari Kocholol, applies to all Klishet. To all Klishet. So Memele, the question is, why does Shmuel say Dav Koshcho Bishal Sheles? Why shouldn't it apply to Koshcho, with the Chutas Havo, or the Beget? Koshcho with the Beget. Koshcho with the Beget. So Rashi says, he explains the Gemara B'Dov Hashin Mamido. Kilei Mashin Yirogila Amidbo. In other words, Kimila Vatches. Why does Rashi says, Kilei Mashin Yirogila Amidbo? But why doesn't Rashi say, because it's not Maimit? Because it's not stable? The answer is, Chutas Arbol Nat doesn't mean that Chutas Arbol Nat. You suppose it's a very heavy, string made out of a baguette. And it is very stable. Suppose it is as stable as Ishal Barz. So even in such a case, if it's Koshro, so it wouldn't be maybe the tomb. We wouldn't apply the halacha of chera al-kholo. So Rashi says, why? Because it's not the regulus of people to use a chutas arbol, or even if it's a heavy chutas arbol, that is very stable. But it's not the derech of people to be maimed with the chutas arbol. The derech is to be maimed with ishal shor shel barza. So kalim ha'shini rogel ha'midbo. In other words, since the Torah mentions the Gzeras HaKosuf of Cherev Arei Kocholo in connection with Cherev, so that means Chol HaShayiga Al Pnei Asodeh B'Chalal Cherev. In other words, so here in the Torah tells us Chol HaShayiga B'Cherev, and the Cherev is used in connection with the mess, unfortunately, by wicked people. So Memele, it applies only to a kele that came in contact with the mess in the course of its ordinary use. But if a kele, even a klimatres, would come in contact with the mess not in the course of its ordinary use, but in the course of an unusual use, so then the aloha of chera varei kocholo doesn't apply. It's a big finish, but that's how it seems for Mash. Alright. With that, we'll be able to answer the kasha of Tesis. Now let's see what Tesis. Tesis has another girsi here. Koshro bidovar amamido meivilotum. Pirish bekuntres. Kigen shereishi yachot beil ames. Vilo yitoch. Chode, the Maikoma, a fucking Mishmuel, my Shaiho, Mishmuel, those who Mushmeher, Varikho, Velo Yushim Shire, Void, a Maikotonic Kosh, a Philashal Sholes Nahas Lasino, the Lord Shire is made. So why Dark Kosh? So, but if we say like this in Rashi, so then we can answer the Kashi. Because if it is kosher, so then it came in contact with the ale in the course of the ordinary use. But if it wasn't kosher, so it didn't come in contact in the course of the ordinary use, so why should it be paid? Ve'id lashminon behedya decherev arayit chol v'loshin avoy astume namo lishaya b'chayga v'nirel rabin Shmuel d'le garsinon mei v'lo esatume elo mei v'yo esatume. ולאו דווקא נוקת של ברזל, אלא מה שקשור בחזק עד שאינו מסננעס וזוזו מקיימו. So here's a different gears, thesis. And according to thesis, it means that the shalsheles was used as the air. The shalsheles was used as the air. So we apply that. So Mimele, he says, so it has nothing to do. So he says, ולא יתעשים לו לינטומה הוא דחסיד לכל חרב הרי כחול וישיבשו אל משבינו קצר שלא ישר ברזל תעולה מהדיטיים משבין לחרב הרי כחול אלא געשים לנהל מילה לינטומה דיבינני אל שאינוח לגמרי אבל גבי שבי שהטעם הוא משבין רשיוס האחס בחוט עשר בוצר בחוט עשר בוצר. So that was according to thesis you're not there as חרב הרי כחול, and here is another aloha altogether. That aloha is that in order to serve as an eel that is maybe tume, so it has to be stable, and some mele, if it is shall kosher b'shal shol so barzel, so in misnas and it's stable, so then it can serve as an eel. But if it's something else, so then and it shakes, it's dovah shein mamido. So mele it cuts. Be mitamei al deya. It cannot be mitamei al deya. All right. Now I want to give a shiur in your day, just in five minutes. But I just want to tell you. I mean, I have to say b'shem rei. This pshat in the Rashi, so I heard from my son Rav Meishi.
Shir Samach Vav in Shabbos Aruch Nisanei Tov Shalom Zayin March 20th, 1977 on Sunday.
Short here because I want to give a shir in Taruves. So just finish Azeret and then Tuesday, Beres Hashem will start Amatzniya. All right. Azeret v'Nizra mi'acha sheyotzisom miyode kol to achia kol to kelev oy shenisre fopoda. Hazirik v'shegeik v'niskar shu shabbos mi'acha sheyotis o'ev v'miyodei v'kedem shetenuach kol ta'achet rasha. I'm saying rasha kol ta'achet kosal k'daitach kosal k'daitoch. I mean rashi, that is minay that whenever there is a sal k'daitoch pshat in the gemore and the maskone, so in the mishne he explains it according to sal k'daitoch. I mean rashi, he was very zoyer in that. So, kosal kedaitoch la'acha sheniska ze, Kol ta'acher haver lishnayim she'asuz. As a matter of fact, someone should give a hashkofish here just on that. Why Rashi was makpid to explain the Mishneh dafke according to the Havamine? I mean, many times. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Gvedia, I once mentioned it. So Rabbi Gvedia, at the beginning of Yitzias HaShabbos, so he has the kashe against Rashi and against the Ravim Bartinore. So he says against Rashi, it's no kashe because that's the derech of Rashi to explain it according to the Havamine of the Gemara. But the kashe is against the Ravim Bartinore. So that was Rashi did it for a reason. But anyway, so Rashi here says Kosal Kedaitoch Le'acha Sheniska Ze Kol Ta'achir. In other words, if one was Zerik, and so according to the Salkat Aitoch of the Gemara, the Pshat is Hazerik, and even though it's Niska, and it was Kol Ta'achir or Kol Ta'keleb, so he's Potter because Kol Ta'achir, Kol Ta'keleb. But if it hadn't been Kol Ta'achir, Kol Ta'keleb, if the Anoche had been a real Anoche, so in spite of the fact that it was Niskar, he would be chay. This is what the Mishnah is saying according to the Kosal Kedaitoch. So Kosal Kedaitoch Racha Sheniskar Ze Kol Ta'achir. So he's potter because it's Kol Ta'achir. But if it hadn't been Kol Ta'achir, he would be mechuyev, even though it's Niskar. But he's poter on account of the fact that it's called Tachir. So what if it's called Tachir? So he says, Havli Shnaim Shosu. Because since it's called Tachir, so he's poter because it's Shnaim Shosu, because the Anoche was done by another person. Because the Gemara says that there is a distinction between Omadun Kemei, if Ruvin, let's say, throws a ball to Shimon, and Shimon stands passively in his place, and then the ball falls into Shimon's hand passively. Shimon is not a kamim kemei, then Ruvin is chayek, because then it's considered that the Hanochetu was done by Ruvin. Shimon was passive, but if it's a kamim kemei, so Shimon was active, so then it's naim shosu. So mimele here when it says kol ta'achir, that he's potter, so it's because it's Shnayim Shosu, because the one who threw did only the Akira, he didn't make the Anoch. So when is it that it's Shnayim Shosu, Kin Shinekam Kemei Likibel? Because if it would be Omadim Kemei, then he would be Chayef, Ruven would be Chayef. Oy Shekol Tokelef, now Rashi explained. Oy Shekol Tokelef, Bifi, Dilahava Anoche, Dibino Mokim Dale, Dispota. Now, why does Rashi say, Oishe Kol Tekelev? Because it's not a Mokim Choshev of Dale Dal Dale. Now, why shouldn't it be Potter on the basis of Shnaim Shesu? I mean, Shnaim Shesu doesn't mean Dafke to human beings. Suppose an Odom and the Kelev, so it's also Shnaim Shesu, because the reason as to why Shnaim Shesu is Potter, because each one does Mixas Meloche. So, Inachaname. If the caliph would be Nekamim Kemei, so then Rashi doesn't have to resort, because the pair of the caliph is not in Mokim Choshev, in Akim Choshev. So then he would be Potter, because Shnayim Shosu. But in respect to Kol Tekelev, so we don't have to limit it to the case of Nekamim Kemei. So even if the Kelev was Eimidim Kemei, he would still be Potter. Why? But then it's not a Ptur of Shnayim Shesu. Then it's a Ptur because the Anoche was not an Mokim Choshev. Alright. Now, Anoche Mikomodal the Potter. Now, Zohar Klasis Chaburo. Bein bi Odom, bein bi Behemo. Viniskar Achel in Asis Chaburo. Potter. Zeh Aklau. Kol chayov yechatoi sein chayovin ad shetehei tchiloson viseifon shgogo. Tchiloson shgogo viseifon zode. Tchiloson zode in viseifon shgogo. Pturin ad shetehei tchiloson viseifon shgogo. Now, the Gemara is a kash. Hazirei b'niska. Ma'achas yotzim yode. En kol ta'ach. En kol ta'ach. So, So he's potter, so it's mashma. But the reason is why he's potter, because called ach. But suppose it wouldn't be called ach, it would be a real anoche, he would be chayev, in spite of the fact that it's niska. But the question is, even if it's noch or not called ach, or called tokele, or nisrefo, he should still be potter because it's niska. In other words, like someone, you know, who has a ball attached to a connect by a string, and he throws the ball, so it's still in his hand, so it's still within his control. So Mele, when do we say? In other words, so Rav Kana is saying that the whole halacha of Niska, that is Poter, it doesn't apply to Zerik. Why? So according to Rav Kana, we don't pass like Rav Kana. But according to Rav Kana, so when someone is Zerik, Daladam is Bershus Rabin. Or is Eric, which is a Yochel, which is a Rabin. So the whole Maisavere is done at the moment when the ball, let's say, is detached from his hand. Because after that, he doesn't do anything. And it's not within his control. So in other words, so the Maisavere is done when the ball is detached from his hand. Because by throwing the ball out of his hand, he thereby sets the natural forces in operation. So then, his maise is done, takes place at this time. So Mele, even though after the ball came out of his hand, so it was detached from his hand, before the anoche took place, he was niskach, it doesn't matter. It's not considered as chilose, bishgogo, bisefe b'meizit, because the maise avere is done. The Maisavere is done at the time when the ball is detached from his hand. Now, it is similar to what the Muki Yosef says in Bava Kamma. Now, the Muki Yosef in Bava Kamma asks is a very strange kashi. He asks a kashi according to Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Tishim Shimchitzo. So in other words, so if a person sets a fire, makes a fire in his house, in his yard, and then the fire spreads. And his mazik is considered as if he threw a chetz, and the chetz was the damage. He didn't do the damage. So yes, Ikashe, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, how is one allowed to bench licht Friday afternoon? After all, he benches licht, so he sets fire to the candle. The woman sets fire to the candle. A very strange kashe. So he says, and then the candle keeps on burning on Friday night. Yishim shim chitzot. So it should be considered as if he was magir on Shabbos. I mean, if somebody asked it, so he would say, this is no kashe. But the Muki Yosef has that kashe. So the Muki Yosef gives it teretz. So the Muki Yosef says that the reason is why it's muter to bench licht Friday, even though the candle keeps on burning on Friday night and Shabbos, because if we say Ishem Shem Chitzov, so it is just like someone who throws a chetz. Like someone who throws a chetz to kill someone. So in other words, so then, to kill or to be chayvel in someone, he mentions both. So in other words, so then his maise is done the moment the chetz is detached from his hand. His maise is done at that time. In other words, so Mele, here too, Ishem Shem Chitzov, but the avore by the person, by the woman, takes place Friday afternoon, even though it keeps on burning for a very long time. So Mimele, according to Rav Kane, so Zerik Daladam is Bershus Rabim, or Zerik Mishayochad Bershus Rabim, is analogous to someone throwing a chetz to kill a person. So what does the Muki Yosef say? That the whole Maisavere takes place when the chetz is detached from his end. Even though the person, it hits the person, let's say, 2 minutes later. But when is he considered to do the ma'aseh v'tzicha? Not when the chetz hits the person, but when the chetz is detached from his end. Let's say, suppose someone would throw a chetz to kill a person. And he is a person who is itim cholim v'itim shaitim. So sometimes it can fluctuate in minutes. So 1 minute is a pikeach, and the next minute it might be a shaitim. So suppose the moment when the chetz was detached from his hand, so he was a pikeach. Then when the chetz hits the person, the victim, he's already a shaitim. So he'll be chayav misa. And then, of course, you cannot be done him as long as he's a sheite. But then again, he's a pekeach. So Beis Din will be able to be done him. And you cannot say, well, part of the Ma'aseh Aveira was done when he was a sheite. No, the Ma'aseh Aveira was done when the chetz was detached from his end. So according to Rashi, of course, I'll leave the maskona of the Gemara by Zirik Daladames Beshus Rabim. It's not like that. So the Ma'aseh Aveira less from the time he makes the akire, the ball is detached from his end, until the time when the anocha takes place. But according to Rav Kane, Ziri Daldamish Zarabim is analogous to it. Omer Rav Kane Seifa Ason Lilachte Umis. When does the Seifa say that by Zerik? So if it is Niska, so it's not there, if it's still within his control. So Mele, even though according to Rav Kane by Zerik, the Ma'aseh Aveira takes place the moment Stesh from his end, so it's only the regular Zerik, where the moment that the ball is detached from his end, so it's beyond his control. So then his act is finished. Mashen Kein, if he still has strings attached and he can control it, he can stop this act of Zrikat Aladames, so then the Ma'aseh Aveira ends when the Anocha takes place. Alright. So Seif and Asal Lachnu Misne. So why only because is Niskar is Poter? Even Loi Niskar, even if he had remained Shaitik all the time, he would also be Poter. He would also be Poter because it's Agde Biyode. It's Agde Biyode. So the Gemara says, Kigain, so it's not a Yitzoy. So the Gemara says, Kigain Shenishavin Lasis Chaburho. In other words, if it's Lachto Misne, and the score of its oye of Dalet Ames, so then even if it's not Niskar is Potter because it's Agdim Yod. But suppose he tried to make Habure with the ball, let's say, and the ball was attached with a string to a Yosef, and he threw that ball to be make Habure, and he made the Habure, but before it hit the person, so he was Niskar. So then he's Potter only because he's Niskar. But suppose he wouldn't be Niskar, he would remain Shadik all the time, he would be Chayev. Because in Itzoye there is an Indian of Agde Biyode, but not Legabe Chabur. So, Kisama Chabur. Honamit in Yode, Haziri classes Chabur, Ben Godon, Ben Behemo, Viniski Rachel in Asis Chabur, Potter. So why does he have to say it here? Elo Marobe, Bimavir. So when does the Mishneh say Bimavir? So at this moment, so Rovi is also assuming that Zerik Daled Ames, so the Ma'aseh Aveira is completed the moment the Chifetz Hanizrak is detached from his end. So when does so Bimele, even though it's Niskar before the Anoche, but his Ma'aseh Aveira takes place now. So it's after the completion of the Ma'aseh Aveira. If ultimately, of course, if the Hanoche doesn't take place ultimately, so then it's a Goyim Yosel Mafreya. I mean, that there was no Ma'aseh Aveira of Zrikat Aladames. But if ultimately there is Hanoche, so then it's determined that the Ma'aseh Aveira of Zrikat Aladames, of Zrikat Aladames, took place the moment the Chifetz was detached from his end. So even though it's Niska, he's still Chayev. But when does the Mishnah say that if Niskar is potter by Mavia, so by Mavia it's within his control. He can stop at any footstep, he can stop before he reaches the limit of Dalet Ames. So Mimele, the Maisavered, his Maisavered does not end until he stops at the end of Dalet Ames. Mavia. Vozea klaudik tonaz ikikotone eso. Now the Gemara is chazer, and Rove is chazer. Eloma Rove. Tarte kotone. Hazeri v'nizra v'niska. Miachashiyot iso miyode. Inam eloi niska. V'kolta achi oi kolto kelev. Oi she nisri for poter. Oi she nisri for poter. So Rove says now, no. That by zeri dalet ames. So the Maisavere continues until the Anocha takes place. So Mimele, if it will be Niska, even though it's beyond his control, so it's considered mazed. So it's Chilosi Bishgobo, we say if it be mazed, it is spot. And the Mishnah says two things. First of all, the Mishnah says, Azir Gniska, period. So it's spot, even though there is a real Anocha. And then Veniska Machajosim Yode. So he's Potter. And then the Mishnah mentions another case, Kolto Achia, Kolto Kelev, Oishenisri for his Potter, even though it was not Niska. Two separate things. Tatatam, Hazeir Veniska, Machajosim Yode, in Amelo in Niska, Kolto Achia, Kolto Kelev, Oishenisri for Potter. Now let's see the Rashi. Uvachina, Hono Chelsi Dal Bishus Arabim Chay. ואף אגב זה ניסקה ונקיר לאנוח וקטון לסייף את הכלל סייף את הכתונה שתחלוסון וסייף את שגוגו תחלוסון וסייף את שגוגו אסון ללחתו ניסק לחתו יצקוטן שקופל ראש וצורך לחמיר עם ניסים דרדורים של יין שתהיך וניסים שני הקולים שהדרדורים קימים בהם שני תהיה לחמיר ומחברים בי הדרדורים שיאסטיק זה זה ומאס נחבר, תלוי מה מוסיק מסעיפה, אלו בזיריק, לך תעקושה בחבל קוטן, כי דר כי ויחס, החבל ביודי, וכשניסקה רואה ביודי ליחס, החבל רק אם זריק הסלחתי, שלא יתנו לך. The important thing is, ציורים, there can be many ציורים, the important thing is that when does the הלוכה of ניסקה apply, that if it's Niska is potter, because it's safe, it's amazing, only if it's within his control. So, Shalintono Hilkach Losi Shege, we say for Maisi, the Potter. Avo Zorach Tzreya, we have it, Kishikaniska, in your Lakwe, so it's beyond his control. So the Maisavir was completed already. Kavi, Kule Shege, Viniska, Victoria Bereshi, Ashmino Ribus, the Avo Gav, Viniska, Loim Ifta Mechatos, Elohim Kim Koto Acher Ochel. Upachino Lech to Nisne in Riode, Vafilu Kule Nilse Shege, Vimechai, Dein Kanzrike, without Niska, he's Potter. So the Gemara says, "Inoch name ligabi zeirik of lachte umisne." So even without Niska is potter. But the Mishnah is reference to chabur. Kishnisrav was chabur b'tchloset b'shgog haShabbos v'niska rachol nasis chabur. Uleilam b'lachte umisne uchein shnisravin laasis chabur. Dahay mishum schirahu v'nifta shehoya b'yodei leharzia nimtzo seifei zodi holoi Niska. Chay, the afal gav, the adg biyodei, the chiyuvei lav mishum zrikehu, elo mishum chabur. Now, couldn't you ask a kashe against the mukiyese from this gemara? From this gemara, here the gemara is saying, that if somebody throws, let's say, a ball to make a chabur. So then, if it's Niskari spot, so why is it potter? Because Seifei is amazed. But Mukiyesef says that when one, and he applies it to Melech HaShabbos, that when one, let's say, throws a chet, so the his old Maise takes place the moment the chet in the Teshvam is empty. When one makes fire and in his courtyard, so the whole Maise Avore takes place at that moment on Friday afternoon, not when it burns Friday night. So that's the reason as to why he's not considered a Mavia. is not considered in Mavir. And what is Mavir? Mavir is Mishim Eloche. Mavir is Mishim Eloche. So, and here Chabure is also Mishim Eloche. So what is true of Mavir? That when you are Mavir before Shabbos, so then it's considered that everything was done by the person before Shabbos. And even though the candle keeps on burning on Shabbos, so it is not considered to be Mavir on Shabbos. So here too, the moment he throws the ball, so Mimele, so the whole Chabure is done the moment the ball is detached from his hands, even though the Chabure by the ball takes place, let's say, 5 minutes later. So Mimele, so it's not Seifei B'Meizi. It is Trilosei Seifei B'Sheik. The answer is, when does the Nimuki Yosef say that the whole Maisa Aveira is completed, is done by him? At the moment when it is detached from his hand. Or the fire, the moment he makes the fire in the courtyard, where he puts something in operation, and he sets the natural forces in operation. In other words, you make a fire in your courtyard, so then it's beyond his control. So you set the natural forces in operation, and he doesn't have any control over them. So when you make a fire, you can stop the wind from the Ruach Mitzuyo from spreading the fire. So Mimele, since he has no control over the natural forces, so his maase is completed. Masha'inkein, if he has strings attached, so, and he has a control to frustrate his act, so in other words, he did not set the natural forces in operation, so then his maase is completed when let's say the ball will hit the person or will hit the behemoth and he will make a habu.
Yes. No,
it is of the Yodei. But the Gemara's kashi was, as far as Itzoi is concerned, so if it's of the Yodei, he should be potter even if it's loy niskar. So the Gemara gives the Teretz, no, we are discussing Chabure. So Chabure, there is no union of the Yodei. But it is the Yodei. There is no ptur of the Yodei in Chabure. Alright. Now, Reishen mila mila katona, vital katona. Hazir even niska na malo niska, we call tahir. What a tonic law last year, mad. Now, Rabashoma, Hasura Mercer, Rogaton, Hazirik, Viniska, Mahasiot, some yot, call tahir, call to television isri for pot. Ho noho, hay, Pamet, Vamurim, Shahosa Vishoch. So then, there is no ptur of niska. Avalois Hosa Vishoch. שכל חיוב וחתויס אין חיובים עד שתהי תחילוסון וסייפון שגוג דלו שנגמור איז תחילוסון וסייפון שגוג תחילוסון וסייפון שגוג אלו חסור המחסר אולי לא מחודק אותוני שחוזר ושוכח קידים שתנוח so רשי explains it שחוזר ושוכח קידים שתנוח. So, if you want, you could be midayik from Rashi's Loshen. You could be midayik from Rashi's Loshen that as long as it's chozar v'shochach, kedem shetenuach, even though he was niskar in the course of part of the Dalet Ames, minimum that is necessary, so he's still chay. Now, if this is Rashi's Kavone, so then it would be Muchach, not like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Galadam is Beshus Rabin, so the Akira is an integral part of the Maisa Veire, the Anoch is an integral part of the Maisa Veire, and the crossing of the Galadam is the passage through the Galadam is also an integral part of the Maisa Veire. is also an integral part of my Savera. Now, here, so Rashi, if you are going to be Midayik from Rashi, that Rashi says, Shechozar v'shochach kelim shetanuach. Masha'inke, but if it is shochach, shochach kelim shetanuach, even though the Anoche was at the end of the Adamas, not only at the end of six Adamas, so it's higher, so then you could be Midayik, not like Reb Chaim. Because if we say like Reb Chaim, so even if it will be Chozar v'shochach kelim shetanuach, but he totally traveled for Ames in just a second. It's not safe with Ishgobo. So he's Potter. Why? Because part of the Maisavere did not take place in the state of Ishgobo. To place in the state of Mezid. So even if he forgot before the Anoche, but still, two Ames it passed while he was in the state of Mezid. So right? So if you want, you can say, all right, Rashi is not like Reb Chaim. And as a matter of fact, I mentioned that there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim in Tosfos and Chiddush Arak, but there is no Hechrach from Rashi, because Rashi, when Rashi says Shechozar v'shochach kelim shetanuach, Rashi might have referenced to a case, as the Gemara discusses, when it was with Shegik Shtei Ames and Mezid Shtei Ames, and then Shegik again Shtei Ames. So if it is Shochach kelim shetanuach, so then he's chayev, because then he did the Maisavere, the Shio Maisavere. Be in a state of Shegeik, because the Akira was in a state of Shegeik, the Anoche was in a state of Shegeik, and even though for two Ames, so he was amazed, but then there were for four Ames, he was a Shegeik, so maybe there is no Hecha. However, from the Rambam, so from Rashi there is no Hecha one way or the other, but from the Rambam's Loshin, Rambam Perik Aleph Milcha Shabbos Halacha Yates Kol Oisei Melocha B'Shabbos Miktsoso B'Sheilik U'Miktsoso B'Zodin Bein Sheheizit V'Lipsif Shogag Bein Sheshogag V'Lipsif Heizit Poter Ad Sheyase Shiur HaMelocha Kulo Mitchilo V'Atzop. You see, the Losh Nagmore here is Shetei Tchiloson V'Soifon Shgogo. So Tchiloson V'Soifon Shgogo could be explained as long as at the time of the Akira is Ishgogo, at the time of the Anoche is Ishgogo. And even though in the interim, throughout the passage of the Dalet Ames, so he was amazed, so he's chayav. It could be explained that way. And Rashi could, certainly Rashi, you could explain Rashi in view of the fact that Rashi says kelim shenuach. But the Rambam, in the Rambam, there is no ambiguity in the Rambam, because the Rambam says, the Rambam says, not chilosom v'seifon Ishgogo. But the Rambam says, so he says, "Ad sheyase shiur hamelocha kulo mitchiloso v'atzeiv." Mitchiloso v'atzeiv. So when is he chayev? When is he chayev? When does the Gemara say? When does Rabbi say chayev? When it is shtei yamis b'sheigeik, shtei yamis. When does Rabbi say chayev? Shtei yamis b'sheigeik, shtei yamis b'meizit, shtei yamis b'sheigeik. So there was, he was in a state of Shgogo throughout the four Ames. But if he was in a state of Mezid in the course of the passage of the bull, the Chayfet, over the Dalet Ames, but the Trilo was Bishayik and the Seif was Bishayik, then he's not Chayet. So the Rambam is explicit. Achiyase Shir Amlocha Kulam mitchilo v'atzeiv bizodin v'hakach yeh וַהַכַּח יְחַיֵּב קֹרֵס וְיִבְיֵב בִּנַּסְרֵי חַבִּסְקִיל וְיִשְׁיַעַשׁ שִׁיַּגֵּן דְּרַמְבָּם וְיִמְפֵסַיִזֵס וְיִשְׁיַעַשׁ שִׁיוֹ מִלּוֹחָה כֻּלּוֹ הִיז מַדְגִּיש שִׁיוֹ מִלּוֹחָה כֻּלּוֹ בִּשְׁגֹּגָה מִתְחִילָה וַצֵּיִב וַהַכַּח יְחַיֵּב חַבִּסְקִיל. Now let's see This halacha is mentioned in two places in Chashgogis. Oh, Perik Beis in Chashgogis halacha Aleph. Ein Odom chayef chatos al zvogosei ad sheyiyeh shegeik mitchilo vatzo. Not bitchilo veisei. The Loshna Gemara is bitchilo veisei. So you could explain it, but the interim doesn't matter. No, he says ad sheyiyeh mitchilo vatzei. Now, Perik Vov mil Chashgogis halacha ches. Ochel kachotzi zayis v'nidalei v'chotzar v'shochach v'ochel kachotzi zayis acher v'helem sheni pota. In other words, the pasuk like the rabbanon of Rav Gamliel that yesh yedir lachotzi shiyo sh'arei nidal b'ntayim v'yesh yedir lachotzi shiyo v'chein v'kosaf v'isachas v'shabes v'shgogo v'nidalei v'chotzar v'shochach v'kosaf v'ishniyo smuchol v'helem sheni pota mekom chatos v'chein kol yis v'zei v'chein im heitzi shtei ameis b'shegeik u'shtei ameis b'meizid u'shtei ameis b'shegeik im bizrik yachayev לא מפני שהם ידיעו לחוץ אישיו, אלא מפני שהם ביוד להרזירו. לפי חוך לא ידיעו, לא ידיעו, לא ידיעו שבתיים. ומבעבור הפוטה. So he says, so he only mentions חייב only in a case where it was שתי עמד בשגיק, שתי עמד מידי, שתי עמד בשגיק. In other words, so there is a שיעור of דלת עמד in the state of שגיק. So from the Rambam it appears from all these לשינס הרמב״ם, like Reb Chaim, that the etzem passing through the Dalet Ames is an integral part of Ma'is Avere. And from Rashi there is no hechech to the counter. Alright, now. Shechozach, now let's see the Rashi. Chasur HaMeach Salam Chodokton, Shechozach V'shochach, Kedem Shetonuach, V'havalei Tchilosei V'seif V'shgog, V'ashmino, Niskar, V'tona Be'il Ribuse, V'afal Gav, V'havei Yediyah B'ntayim, V'afal Gav, V'havei Yediyah B'ntayim, and the Rabbonon of Rav Gamliel say yeish yidiyah lechotz ishiyo, so mechayev, because in this case is ein yidiyah lechotz ishiyo, dehayne sheim biyod el harza, dehayne sheim biyod el harza. So that's the Gemara, the next piece of Gemara. Alright, now ze haklal kol chayov v'chatois itmar shtei ames v'sheyek shtei ames v'meizim שתי עמס בשגיק רבו מפותר רבו מחייב רבו מפותר אפילו רב גמליאל דאמר אם ידיר לחוצי שיעור הוסו מודחי קוקו משיעור בשגיק קוקו. So he was שתי עמס בשגיק, שתי עמס במזיד, שתי עמס בשגיק. So רבי says פותר. Now in order אפילו רב גמליאל דאמר אם ידיר לחוצי שיעור. So machlekes Rav Gamliel and Rabbanon. Suppose he writes, now the shiur of Kesef to be chayiv chatos is two aces. Suppose he wrote one os and Shabbos b'sheik. Then after he finished writing one os and before he wrote the other os, he reminded himself that it's Shabbos. There was an idea. Then he forgot again that it's Shabbos and he wrote another os. So Rav Gamliel says in yidia lechotzi shiur. So since the yediyah took place in respect to Yechot Ishiyo Ksive, so that yediyah is not mechalik the two Ksives into two Shgogis, even though there was an intervening yediyah. Because the yediyah of Yechot Ishiyo is not mechalik into two Shgogis. In order to be chayev, both ACS have to be written in one state of oblivion, of Shgog. But if it's two shgoges, so then it's not chayev v'chatos. So Rav Gamliel says, even though there was an intervening idea, so that is not mechaliket into two shgoges. So it's one shgog. So ein yediyah lechotz ishiyo. The Rabbonon say, yesh yediyah lechotz ishiyo. So Rabbi says, Rabbo mapot, afilu Rav Gamliel domar ein yediyah lechotz ishiyo. So mimele here too. We should say that that it's one shgogo, because when did he find out that it's Shabbos? After he threw it, after the ball passed, after he carried it, after he carried the chayfetz, after he carried the chayfetz for two ames, so after Chotzi Shiur was done, so memele, that's no yidiyah. So if it's no yidiyah, so memele, it is not michalik et into two shgogis, so it should be chayev. It's one shgogo. So still he says, but I feel Ram Yehuda Amar Yidiyah Chotzi Shiur. Hoso mudichi kogomar shiurei b'sheigi kogomar. B'sheigi kogomar. Avol hoche dibimei zidloi ubimai. Ibizereik sheigiku. What did it mean, ibizereik sheigiku? But the Gemara, the maskon of the Gemara was that even bizereik is considered mezid, even though it's beyond his control. So Tesis explains it. ומאי ביזיר שיקו אבל גם תחיקום השיעור במייזי גומר מכל מוקד כיוון די בתחיל הזריק אבי שיקיק ויוכל להחזירו ובנוח אינם שיקיקו חושיב כאילו מתחילו והצייב הווה חודש גוג הווה חודש גוג when do we say that the idea can be מחלק את into two shgoges if it's an account of the idea he could stop the act but if it's beyond his control. Let's say he throws a ball. It's beyond his control. So his idea, is cannot make him stop the act. So mele, the idea has no relevance, and such a idea cannot be mechaliket into two shgoges. So it's one shgogo. Elo bimad. So when Rabbi says poter. When Rabbi says poter, he has reference to Mab. Rabbi Omachaye, va'afil le'rabonon de'amre yeshidiyah lechotzi shiyo. So memele, so it's two shgoges. So here too, since it's niskar by the middle, two ames. So why should it be chayev? It's two shgoges. The first two ames and the last two ames consist, involve two shgoges. So how can we chayev achatos? V'afil rabbonon d'amri yishidiyah lechotzi shiyur. Hoso mudi biyode. When he writes one os, and then he reminds himself it's Shabbos, so it's biyode to stop the act, not to write another letter. So memele the rabbonon say yishidiyah lechotzi shiyur, and it's michalik et into two shgoges. Avol hoche dei biyode. Let's say in zeirei. So loy. So memele is chayev because it's one shgogo. Uvmai bimavir harabi yode yalabizere. So in other words, what does it mean? There is no machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi, because there is no machlekes. Rabbi who says poter has reference to mavir, and Rabbi who says chayev has reference to zerek. That's the pshat of all the rishonim. Except that the Miri mentions a Yesh Emri, that they say there is a Machlekes, the Miri rejects it, and that Yesh Emri is very difficult. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Yes?
Isn't the Gemara just still full of Alma, because Rabbi and Rabba, they're just saying, even if you would say like Rabbi and Rabba, that was like the Chachonim.
Alright, but the Gemara is saying
maybe
that.
Maybe the Gemara is the real score of Rabbi.
There is no machlekes. The Gemara is saying it. Rabbi and Rabbi are saying it. That Rabbi says one memory and Rabbi says another memory. Horegasino. No, itma. Beis ame b'sheig, beis ame meizig, beis ame b'sheig, rabbi potter rov amachai. Shte ames b'meizig, shenis kalacha shte, shte ames b'shenis, v'chozal v'shochach. Beis achreiz, v'rabbi mlil kamen fyrt abeim. Hosom d'chi goma shiur e goma. Hakeset beis yiz, beis avom ez mchai v'rabbi mlil, beis hashni o nigmar ashiyo. V'afu b'sheig, avro ochi b'shte emtsiyiz, shte b'meizig nigmar ashiyo, ken forash vozlo, b'ma avir, u'shte emtsoyiz meizig. Sheiku, sh'arim b'yod el akvo, v'chim shachozal v'shochach chayet. So we need more meloche at chas anoche she yili sei for bishayik elo bimavya vichidin di biyod el amit bisei bisami samtsoyis yishtakach dikmar shiura bimeizik hosom u di biyod So it's mechalik, because it was within his control to stop the act. But so his yidia doesn't accomplish anything. So it's an irrelevant yidia. In other words, since it's beyond his control, so his yidia is irrelevant. If it's irrelevant, he cannot be mechalik in tushbog. Now, I mentioned when we learned the first parik, Kitzias HaShabbos, I mentioned the machlekes between Rab Chaim and Rabele. I mean, they both say the same thing, that the Dalet Ames is an integral part of the Ma'is Aver. But Rabele says that the reason is why the Gemore says, Ravopin says, Zorak mitchilas Dalet l'seiv Dalet. So he emphasizes mitchilas dalet l'seif dalet. But if it's mitchilas dalet l'seif ches, and if it will be koras eroin after the dalet, before the anoche, then the din of common rabbinay wouldn't apply, because then it's a neutral act. It's not part and parcel by saver. And Reb Chaim svore was that too, you don't have to be zeirik ches ames. You can only be zeirik dalet ames yachayev. But if you are zirik chesames, so the ma'is aver consists of the passing of all the chesames. Now, from this gemara, it appears like Reb Chaim. Because here, who we say shtei ames b'sheigik, shtei ames b'meizit, shtei ames b'sheigik. So rove says chayev. Rovech says chayev. So why is a chayev for the ma'is avere? So in other words, so why? But in order to be chayev, so the whole ma'is avere has to take place in the state of shvot. Now and the middle to ames. The two ames that consummate the Dalet Ames was in a state of mazit. So if we say that when one is Eric six ames, so the Maisa Avere consists of all the six ames. If he's Eric Dalet Ames, so the Maisa Avere consists of four ames. If he's Eric Ches Ames, the Maisa Avere consists of all the Ches Ames. And if he's Eric six ames, so the Ma'is Aver consists of all the six ames. So Memele, there is, as the Rambam emphasizes, in other words, the whole shiur has to be done in a state of shgog. The whole shiur has to be done in a state of shgog. So here too, it's in a state of shgog. But according to Rebbele Svore, that only the first four ames is a Ma'is Aver. And over and above, the first four ames, that's a neutral act. So why is it chayev? Why is a chayev? He cannot be chayev for the first four ames. He can be chayev for the first two ames and for the last two ames, but not for the middle two ames, because the middle two ames was in a state of mezi. In a state of mezi, and the maskona of the Gemore is not like Rav Kane. The maskona of the Gemore is that even in Zerik, where it is beyond his control, but still the Ma'is Aver continues. It's beyond his control, but the Ma'is Aver continues. So Memele, if we say like Rebele, so the question is, why is it Chayev? And the Rambam emphasizes that in order to be Chayev, so he has to be in a state of Shgogo, all the four Ames. So there seems to be a Raya, but it's not a Raya Mechachas. In other words, when Rabbele says that when one throws Ches Ames, so over and above, beyond the Dalet Ames, it's a neutral act. So it doesn't mean that the Ma'is Avere consists necessarily in the first four Ames. There is no more Yiches in the first four Ames than in the last four Ames. The Ma'is Aver consists in being retaltered four Ames. But the four Ames can be constituted by four Ames in continuity, or they can be constituted by four ames, let's say, of first two ames and last two ames, not in continuity. But if there is, if the ball had already passed four ames, so then the other ames that it passes is superfluous. It doesn't add anything to the Maisavere. So Mimele is a neutral act. So Mimele, if it's Koro Aseroin, Balechose, if it's Koro Aseroin, Balechose, after the four ames, so we don't say Kom Grabne, because he's not engaged at that time in the Maisavere. It's already he's engaged in a neutral act. But if for some reason he could not be Chayev for the second two ames, following immediately upon the first two ames, but it could be chayev for the third two ames, because for some reason the second two ames he couldn't be chayev. Now let's take another example. I mean, the other example is more posh than this one. This is not so posh. Again, let's say a person who is eating holy wheat and shaitan, and let's say it can fluctuate in a matter of minutes, it can fluctuate. So suppose a person threw a ball, and he was a pikeach, and then it passed two ames, the first two ames, so he was still a pikeach. Then, after it had passed two ames, he became a sheik, and he was in a state of shtus for the middle two ames. Then, when the third two ames, he was again a pikeach. So even if we say like Rebbele Svore that after the two four ames, so it's a neutral act. So the pshat is because the Torah requires only a shira dalad ames. So the fact that it passes beyond the four ames, it's a purpose. It doesn't add anything. It doesn't add to the intensity of the Maisavere. So Mimele, it's a neutral act. But there is no halacha that the Maisavere must consist of the first four ames. The Maisavere can be constituted by four ames of the initial two ames and the last two ames. And not dafke the first four ames in continuity. So Mimele, if in the middle two ames cannot be mitzureh to be mechayevim, because he was in a state of a sheite, but then in the last two ames he is again a pikeach, so then we can be mitzarev the first two ames and the last two ames. Now that is more poshet. Here, so it was in a state of a maisavere all the time, but in the middle two ames, so he was amazed. But since in order to be chayev. As a shgog, as a shegi, a chatos. So he must be in a state of shgogo throughout the four ames. So mimele, the middle two ames couldn't be mitzuref to the first two ames to be mechayev v'machatos. Whereas the last two ames, so the last two ames can be mitzuref and is chayev v'chatos. Alright. Omar Rab, zorak linocha b'fi hakelev v'fi hakifshon. Chayev. So in other words, so where is mechavein? So in other words, so machshavtei, so is machshevelei limoki chosh. Omer Rabbi beBarabai Avanan Namtiyon. Yeshich lachil achas v'chayv l'talut chatois. V'oshemechu. Hatomesh shochel chilev v'uneisa min amigdoshi b'yim Kippur. B'yim Kippur. Red Meir Meir Ami Voiser Shabbos V'Yitziei B'Fif Chayev. So there it's not for the Achille, it's for the Yitzoye, but the Yitzoye took place through Achille. Omolei in Mashe, it's just a coincidence. It's not Chayev on the score of the Achille. V'Amayu in Derech Yitzoye B'Kach. Why is it Chayev? Elokim Kom Chayev Shchavein Machshavte Machshav L'Mokim Hochename Kivim Dikom Chavein Machshavte Machshav L'Mokim. Now, I want to give in a few minutes. I want to give a shiur on Tarubis. And Tuesday we start Perek Hamatzniach.
Shiur Samach Zayin and Shabbos Gimel Nisan Hei Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, March 22nd, 1977, on Tuesday, beginning of Perek HaMatznia.
HaMatznia Lizera L'Dugmo L'Yofuo V'Yitzir B'Shabbos Chayim B'Chol Shu. So if a person puts away something for a special purpose, in order to sow it, to plant it, or as an experiment, or for a medicine, so it has a special purpose. So v'yitzir b'shabes echayiv b'cholshu. The general rule is that one is not chayiv if he's meitzi, let's say an eichel poches mikreges. So it must have a shiel. And if it's less than the shiel, so then it's not idov b'cholshu. So he's not chayiv on the score of its oil. But so the reason as to why without the shiur, so he's not chayim because he doesn't have the chshivas. Masheimkin, if he's matzniya or zero or dugmo, and if even a mashu fulfills that purpose, so mainly it has chshivas. So he's chayim. So he's chayim. He is chayim. Why? Because for him it has a special chshivas. V'cholodom in chayav olam elu kishur. However, any other person who was not matzniya, so for him he does not have the chshivas, so he is not chayav. Chozav v'yichnisei. I mean, the person, let's say Ruvain was matzniya, a mashu, poches mechishiyah, and he took it out, and then he brought it in, and he changed his mind. In other words, he changed his mind not to use it for planting, and he brought it in from the Rishus HaRabim into the Shayochi. So he's not chayev for this achnose, because in as much as the time of the achnose he had already changed his mind, so mele he's like any other person. So mele he's fought. Alright. Rashi, amasnir b'chol shu, do'ach shu. Elo kishiure, b'chol echot shiur ha-mefirish le, b'zirenim, chamisha zera kishuin riluin ripua mitzri, שניים, ובשור דבורים, כי יין ואיכלים וגמי, כשיר המפורש בכל גודל ובמית. חוזה והכניס איזה שהצניע פוחס מרשיו, ויציא. אם חוזה ונמלח, שלא יזורי, ויכניס איזה, אין חייב בהכנוס איזו. Because at the time of the הכנוס, he already changed his mind. אלו אם כן יש בשיו שולי, תכין דינים לחולות, שלא יזורי, ביטל מחשבתי, והרי כחולות. זה גמור עסק אש. לא מלמיס נעם הצניע. It goes without saying that even if he's not matzniya, he doesn't put it away in a special place in order to use it for zera or for dugmo. He just takes it outside for the purpose of planting it or to use it in an experiment or for medicine. So he's also chayev. It says achshive. So why do the Mishnah have to say matzniya? Omar Abaye, Hochedu Mayaskinon, Kinshin Sneer, Vishochach Limay Sneer, Vihashtikomophicle, Stom, Mau de Tame, Bitule Botlamachafte, Komashmlo, Koloes, Aldas, Vishenoes. So, in other words, so Matsnia is not important. The fact that he was Matsnia, he hid it, that's not important. But in one situation, it is of importance. In other words, suppose he put it away, he hid it, to be used for a special purpose, for planting, for a medicine, whatever it is. And then he forgot. He's very absent-minded, so he forgot why, for what purpose he hid it. But he remembers that he hid it for a certain purpose, but he doesn't remember for what purpose. And he does not have in mind to change his mind. In other words, so, and then he's made it. And he's made it, and in order that he should do with it whatever he originally decided to do with it. So even though at the time of the Itzoye he doesn't know exactly what purpose was reserved for this object, so we say, since he hid it, So Mimele it acquired chshives. So only if there is a bitul machshove, but where he forgot what his machshove was, so then there is no bitul on the machshove. So Mimele it retains his chshives. Now let's see Rashi. Leis nehamitzi zera b'chol shulchai. V'yafo gav lo yatsni mikor. V'yoch. Dehodi binen shiure. Hanetai mikdamon shinil dem tireyach lehitzi nima achas lizri. So melech has no chshivetz. Hilkach meitzi stam potter. Ad shehei b'yishir. Avol ze shehitzi nima achas lizri. Behedye goledaita ditorach v'yachshir. Omar Abai, vadai meitzi lizri achai. Vavol gav de lo yatsni mikor. ומסניסן דיבוי מצניע במיצי סתם קומה גריטלטלין בייס לבייס דנחי אבל משנח שבעצנו עושה ואינתם הפרשון בכל גודל כל שני כושל עצניע. So that was something that is not usually adapted for עצנוי, but in a high, but if one person was מצניע for a certain purpose for which it is good even in משהו in a high אבל מצניע הוא מצניע חי הוכן מהסקינות דהיצריך למסניקל שיצניע המצניע לזר או לדוגמה בשוכל מהמצניע והשתם אופן בסתום אל תלתם בייס לבייס מה הוא ליתן בקיד בשוכל בשעשי צוי שהוא יזוכר בעצנו סיבות למחשבתי ואין כאן הוא יחשיב לסמחשבס עצנוי ולא היא מחשבס חיצוי כמש מלא וכל הוא איסה סתם על דעס ושאין איסה. So in Meile, it's considered as if there had been Machsheves Atzloi, that specific use. It's a chemical. Omar Avido Mashmuel, Michayev Oyer Reb Meir, Avu Meitzi Chito Achas Lizri. So even if he's Meitzi just one seed, but one seed, it fulfills the purpose. So pshite kol sheutna, mao ditayne, kol shehu rafu kemigreiris, uleilom adike kazayis komash milon. So I would say that even if he's meitzi, Lizriya, so then he doesn't require the shiur. So he doesn't, I could say he doesn't require the regular shiur, which is a great dress by Ochli. But a kazayis l'chol apoches, he has to have. I mean, what's the significance of kazayis after all? He is not meitzi et lachile, he is meitzi et lizriya. And it can be fulfilled, and this purpose of zriya can be realized even with one seed, less than a kazayis. So why should a kazayis be more significant, more substantial than less than a kazayis? As far as zri is concerned, so one seed you can plant. So I could say that in as much as kazayis is considered achilles, true, he himself is not interested in needing it, in needing the zera, the chito. He's not interested in needing the chito. But it could be some mele, if it is l'chol apoches a madikum of chashivas, and he has the machshove of doing something for which it fulfills its function, then it's considered dovah choshev, because it has a madikum of chashivas l'kula only, and relevant to him, it has great chashivas. So it's considered a choshev. But where it doesn't have a kazayis, so the kula alma it doesn't even have a madikum of chashivas. Just for him, so that's not considered a kodova choshev, just because relative to him it has chashivas. So komash milon, that even though relative to the whole world he does not even have a madikum of chashivas, but insofar as relative to him it has great chashivas, so maybe it's considered a choshev and ishan. Now the Gemara says, "Maskiv lo Rav Yitzchok b'Rid Rav Yehuda." So there is a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so the kashe of Rav Yitzchok b'Rid Rav Yehuda is directed against Abai. So he alamato the masnis midayt et atlinon kidamret mishum dal das rishenu machshem es rishure. Abai said that the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions Matznia is to tell us that even if he forgot for what purpose he hid it, and he was Meitzi, but he still is disposed to use it for the original purpose for which he reserved it, even though he doesn't remember b'shas itzori what it is. So then we say that inasmuch as he made such a decision to use it for Zerah, and now without knowing what it is, so it's considered to be choshu elamato the masbis midayt talinon kedam gino mishum dal das v'shein machshev asleishiurei. So in other words, so we see from Abaye that the inyan of chashivas ligabi Shabbos is a subjective phenomenon. In other words, as long as he made a decision to use it for Zerah, and then he forgot what his decision was, but as long as he is disposed to act it out in accordance with his original decision, even though at the time we saw he doesn't know what it is. So we see that the union of Shivas is a purely subjective phenomenon. So the Gemara's kashi is Elo Meato Chishev Lehitzi Kol Beisei Hochanamadu Mechayev Adi Moflikule. So we should say the same thing, just as we say it Lechumre, that it's purely subjective. Lechumre to Mechayev. So we should say it Lechumre too, that if his subjective attitude is to use a great bulk, called Beisei, some melee relative to him, anything less than that has no chshivas. So the Gemara gives a teretz, or some bottle of diet is come up. Now let's see the Rashi. Elamato, he must miss me diet talinos dal amre, mishim dal das v'shem amachshiv l'shur, chishiv leit, kol beisei v'itzo achas, v'yachshiv alim kin heitzu kulokeach, so what would I say? In other words, something that has objective chashivas relative to the whole world, I mean relative to the average person. So that certainly has chashivas, even though his subjective attitude is different. But as long as it has an objective, objectively, it has chashivas relative to the whole world, so mainly it's choshuv even to the person who subjectively has other standards. Masheinkein, where something that objectively does not have chashivas. So then, by making a decision to use a mashu for a certain purpose, so then it becomes a davachosh. Now let's see the cases. Maskel Rav Yitzchok, Pirish Bikuntres, Diporach Ha'abad, Vikoshe Damai Not Olei Adoch. So I mean, why the Gemara should have asked that kashi immediately after, before Omer Rav Yudom HaShmuel, Smen. V'im HaRav Peiros B'Shim Rabin HaShmuel, this is the Rashbam, the Rav Yudah Ha'avu Epoch. Now it's Maskel Rav Yitzchok, Breit Rav Yudah. So the kashi is directed against Rav Yud. Rav Yud says that Mechayi voyered meitzichita achas lizriye. Vochet pirush. Ki even the amre de meitzichita achas lizriye chaye. Afal pishen regilus. Mishim dibosa machshavte az linon. Vochet name kishach vishev lehitzi. Kol beisei neizel bosa machshavte. Vulu mechayevenu bipoches. Ki bipoches mikem nechoshe beino. Umishane hoso botodai titzvot. Dei no dem shlei khosh beino pochs mikam aval hoche yes mi odom shekh shuv ale mkhito achas lizri. Now most shaini explain it like this: vi khol odom eino khayov in olov elo ki shiu mas nisn de loy krapshim men los dik tan klalo mar krapshim men los kol shini koshal atsnia ve matsnim komeu ויוכשר לו זה ויצניאי ובו אחר והיצי נשחייב זה במחשבתי של זה. So Rav Shimon HaLozer, of course, the Mishnah is not like Rav Shimon HaLozer, but Rav Shimon HaLozer shita is that when something does not have chashivas relative to the whole world, but then a certain person decided to use it for a special purpose, so the melee relative to him it is a davar chashuv. So the fact that relative to one person, ibimtzias became a davar chashuv. Ibimtzias became a davar chashuv. So mele it's considered as a davar chashuv relative to the whole world. That's Rav Shimon Alazar. As long as relative to one person, the chashivus was actualized. So in other words, so if let's say the chashivus is only in the potential state, even in respect to certain people, but it's only in a potential state, so then it's not considered a davar chashuv. But where the chashivus was actualized relative to one person, so then it's to be regarded as a davar chashuv relative to the whole world. So this is Rav Shimon Alazar. But the Rabbanan Achil, our mission is not like Shimon Alazar. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nach. Hey Tiki, Gregres La Achil. Vinim La Choleo Lizriel. So if someone was made to Gregres La Achil, so then if it's La Achil, so Gregres is the Shir. And it had the Shir. Even for the purpose that he had in mind at the time of the Akir. And then he changed his mind and he decided to use it Lizri. Because from the point of view of Ida Machshove, it has the Shir. Malitay mebinom vakira anoche b'chode machshove v'holek komashmo. I could say that in as much as by Shabbos there is aloha of melachas machshevets, so mele in order to be mechuyev on the score of itzoye, so it has to be, he has to have the same machshove at the anoche as at akir. I could say that, so komashmo. As long, even though the machshove, the purpose, was different at the time of the Anochet and it was at the time of the Akire, but as long as it had a shir for Ida Machshove, so it is a Melachas Machshev. Boy Rob, hoyti chotzi gregeres lizriya v'tofcho v'nim lacholeo la'achilo. So if someone was made to chotzi gregeres lizriya, so, for that particular machshove, it has the shir, and then it became inflated. In other words, before the hanochi, it was inflated, and it expanded to a greatness. V'nim lacholeo la'achilo, and then he decided la'achilo. Ma, so at the time of the akiro, he did not have a shir greatness, but his machshove at the time of the akira was Nizriya, so he didn't require a shir of greatness. At the time of the anoche, his machshove was for akira, but it had that shir because it was inflated, it expanded. Ma im timtzaleima hosom dimechayev. In the case of itiki kreges lachila v'nimlach lizriya, lizriya v'nimlach akira, so there is chayev. Vizilochi kishur, vizilochi kishur. Hoche kivn dibid nedeaf. So when he made the Akire, so it did not have the shir of Achille, even though it had enough for that particular purpose of Zriye, but it did not have enough for the purpose that he had in mind at the time of Anoche, Izloy Mechayev, Oidilmo, Kivn Diluish. Suppose he wouldn't have changed his mind. Viloy Choshevala. Is mechayev a machshove d'zriye? So suppose he hadn't changed his mind. So then he would be mechayev a machshove d'zriye. Hashnam mechayev. V'im tinzalei ma'akim di lishtek v'choshev lo mechayev a machshove d'zriye. Hashnam mechayev. Hei tiki gregres la'achil. V'itzomk in the contract. V'nim lacholeo l'zriye. So at the time of the Akire, so his machshove was lachile, but it had the shir, even lachile. At the time of the Anoche, he did not have the shir for achile, but he changed his mind. He was real. Mal, hoche vadai ki ishte, amachshov kamai se loy mechaye. Now let's suppose he hadn't changed his mind, and he would have had the same machshove at the time the anoche too. So then, in view of the fact that it was already contracted, so he wouldn't be chayev. So memele is not chayev. It's not considered a chashuv. Or even if it was a hashda azlinon, umechayev. Since right now at the time of the anoche, his machshove was something else, lizriye, and it had a shio. So memele. So for the Akira it had a shiur and for the Anoche it had a shiur. So it's considered the Rabbi Chosh. Vim tim tzorim abos ha-hash daz lino mechayev. Hei tzi kik reges la-achila. Vitzomko, in contract. Vichozro vitofcho omahu. Yeish dichol in Shabbos, o yin dichol in Shabbos. So the Gemara says, stay cool. Now let's see the Rash. בכל אדם, אין חיום כשיעור, ואף על פי שיעור של הזה ויצני. כי כרגע עשי כשיעור אלא אכילו ויצוי, וכל שמו יזוי, ושיעור אלא בכל ש... ויתוף חוב יום דו על כרגע עסקי במנוח. ונמלך לא הולך לו, וניח אומר, אם תמצא לבה היא אף על כתה עצר למנוח אליו בכל המחשוב, היא מחייב. הוסו מדזי לו אוכל בשעס מחשוב, ושינו וישיעו מחשבתי, וישיעו למחשבתי שניו. הילקח מסתרף עצר למנוח, אבל לא אוכל בנדאב כלה ובשיעו. למחשוב השני או של הנוכה ולמסתרף הנוכה להכירה כיוון די לאיש לבח שני בשיעו לזריע מחייב השנער מחייב הוא יביא שיעו למחשוב האחרינה ובשיעו זה היא כשיעו למחשוב בשיעו ויסיעו איזלוי מחייב טוב שאת הנוכה לכשיעו למחשוב את המעיסה בוסר השתה בוסר מחשוב את ההשתה אז לא נהנוכה ישדיחו מה שחוסכו בינתיים אילה אנחו בישייתו מחייב מי אמרינו תראה סדיר